This is Wade Rafke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Elon Musk, please, shut up. I can't be the only one in the world who's just so tired of Elon Musk, other than everyone who still works directly for Twitter. He just talks and talks and talks, but what does it all add up to other than endless self-promotion of his narcissistic shtick? I'm not saying he's about nothing. I'm just saying he's mainly the drum major of his own parade. Yes, I know people with Teslas, and they give them good reviews, but in some cases that has to be about status and maybe more than the environment. A big developer lives in the next block from me who many believe has been a huge driver of gentrification in our neighborhood. I passed another on the way to my house with a plug-in cord running across the sidewalk from the shotgun devil. Where can they drive with these high-priced toys, though? According to a Wall Street Journal reporter, there are no public charging stations in New Orleans, and darn few between Chicago and New Orleans based on a hella trip she took to see how it all worked out. Yes, I know on some days Musk is the richest person in the world, but does that really make every thought bubble that comes out of his mouth news that the rest of us need? My answer is definitely no. Of course, I'm biased. I'm not a Twitter fan. I think it's going down, and when it does, it won't be missed. I predicted that Musk's preposterously expensive offer to buy Twitter as his personal platform was crazy and might be his undoing. $44 billion, was it? Ridiculous. Now he's trying to renege on the deal since the stock market devaluations have made him crazy rich instead of obscenely rich. Lawyers for all sides are duking it out. If he doesn't make a deal to settle, he'll pay dearly for letting his mouth and ego get miles ahead of his good sense and his pocketbook. He may have dealt the death blow to Twitter's future with his mouth as well. I will admit that I enjoy reading that he had to cash out almost $7 billion of his holdings before the market goes down anymore, just in case he's forced to actually go through with the Twitter deal. That would shut him up, maybe even as it might shut Twitter down. The FCC pulled almost $1 billion from his SpaceX company because he couldn't meet the regulatory requirements to provide broadband to rural areas that he promised. That's really a shame, but sadly, it's not the first time he and his companies have made promises that he couldn't keep. It goes on and on. He rants about ESG investing. He doesn't like California because they try to hold him accountable, so he moves his operation to Texas. He doesn't want to own a house, but who cares where he lives? He claims he wants the UAW to organize his Tesla plant in California, but we all know he doesn't mean it. Meanwhile, the plant is facing discrimination charges. We even have to know that he may have been cheating on his girlfriend and mother of his child, the rocker Grimes, with the wife or ex-wife or something of his Google founder billionaire buddy. Enough with this guy. Why aren't his 10 minutes over? How can we tune him out and make it stop? The only silver lining with this modern-day robber baron is that, as the face of late-stage capitalism, he is a red neon warning sign blinking all the time saying, there has to be a better way. This is Wade Rafke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.